Now some news from the world of sports, and Tyler Andrews of Arlington, Virginia won the men's division of the Vermont City Marathon and Relay yesterday, breaking the tape with a time of 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 41 seconds. And in the women's division, a Vermonter took the crown. Huntington's Casey Enman took first place among women the third time she's accomplished that feat. Enman finished with a time of 2 hours, 50 minutes, and 27 seconds. The first Vermont man to cross the finish line was Teague O'Connor of Burlington, who finished third overall behind second-place finishers Sam Morris and Andrews, the winner. O'Connor crossed with a finishing time of 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 55 seconds. In the hand cycle division, the men's winner was Chris Zybowski of Avon, Connecticut, and Alicia Dana of Putney, Vermont was the top women's finisher. Both set course records with their finishing times in the hand cycle division. Conditions were far better this year for the race than last year, when extreme heat forced it to be shut down early and resulted in a number of people being treated for heat-related ailments. As a precaution this year, the starting time was moved up an hour to 7 a.m. About 8,000 people took part in all. A very different kind of race took place in Indianapolis yesterday, the 101st Indy 500, and it was a wild one this year, featuring a spectacular crash early on in the race when Jay Howard's car hit the wall and forced him into the center of the track, where Scott Dixon had no time at all to avoid Howard's car. Dixon caromed off the vehicle, and his car went airborne, spinning and striking the inside wall and protective netting, literally ripping the shell of the car apart. And amazingly, Dixon was able to walk away after the crash with no major injuries but for a hurt ankle that put him in a walking boot. When you see the crash in replays, it looks horrific. It was, but Dixon praised the updated safety measures that race officials have included in recent years, including the improved netting, for quite possibly saving his life. In the end, the winner was 40-year-old Takuma Sato of Japan in a photo finish, getting the checkered flag in under a second better than the second-place finisher Helio Castroneves of Brazil. To Major League Baseball, and the Boston Red Sox could not complete a perfect homestand at Fenway Park yesterday. They were looking to go 6-0 before heading out on a 10-game road trip. The Red Sox instead got shut out by the Seattle Mariners 5-0 behind an excellent start from Seattle's Christian Bergman, who stifled the Red Sox all afternoon, yielding just 4 hits. Bergman and his defense also combined to turn double plays in each of the first 4 innings. It all added up to another loss for Rick Porcello, who again did not pitch that badly but ended up with his 6th loss of the season against just 3 wins. Porcello did give up 11 hits over 6 1/3, but gave up just 2 runs before leaving the game. Fernando Abad gave up a late 2-run homer to Robinson Cano, ruining any hopes for a late Red Sox rally. This afternoon in Chicago, all eyes will be on David Price, finally making his first start of the season for the Red Sox after experiencing elbow soreness in spring training. Price has not pitched well in his minor league starts leading up to today's big one against the White Sox, but he said he feels good, which may be the most important thing. Still, a poor start today for Price would not bode well for the rotation or the team going forward. Expect Price will be on a short leash as well. Even if he's effective, it's doubtful he'll be allowed to go more than 5 or 6 innings tops, so it's critical that he not run up his pitch count early. The New York Yankees increased their first-place lead over the second-place Red Sox in the AL East 3 games with a 9-5 win over the Oakland A's at the stadium yesterday, and the mammoth rookie Aaron Judge added to his legend with a grand slam in the 3rd inning. Home runs are not uncommon for the 6'7", 280-pound slugger. He's got 16 already on the season, but the grand slam was the first of his career. Michael Pineda got plenty of run support. He improves his record to 6-2 on the season. The A's did themselves no favors in this one, committing 2 errors in the game, adding to their league-leading total of 49, 10 more than any other major league squad. Mets fans could use some good news, and they got it with a 7-2 win over the Pirates in Pittsburgh yesterday. It was also cause for optimism that it was the second consecutive win for beleaguered pitcher Matt Harvey, who gave up just 1 run over 6 innings. The Mets pounded out 14 hits on the afternoon. Jay Bruce and Curtis Granderson each had 3 in the victory. The Texas Rangers had been on a 5-game losing streak, but they snapped it in Toronto yesterday against the Blue Jays with a 3-1 win. Joey Gallo smacked his 15th home run of the year to make a winner of Andrew Kashner. Joe Biagini took the loss for Toronto despite giving up just 2 runs and 7 hits in a career-high 6 innings of work. And tonight in Pittsburgh, it's Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals, the Nashville Predators against the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Predators are playing in their first ever Stanley Cup Finals. The Penguins are trying to be repeat winners of the Stanley Cup. As I have said, my head is with Pittsburgh, but my heart is with Nashville. Go Predators. I'm picking Nashville in 6 in this one, with P.K. Subban, the former Montreal defenseman, netting the game winner in overtime in that Game 6.